Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about love that one.
Hey, this is John Gruden.
We went ahead and made a commitment to the Bears and ponied up and got the suite. It's been a big disappointment.
Well, you're a hard guy to please. Don't forget that. You're a hard guy to please.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know,
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. It's the Jim Bob Show game day edition, heard here and on great stations all around the country. And Jim Bob, it isn't always just sports and football. Sometimes it's fans who love to get in there and maybe, you know, wager a little bit and get in on the game. A guy with his hand on the pulse of so much of it that is happening in Rockford is...
If I just know it was Gino. I mean, but we are bringing on the seasoned professional in the gaming and hospitality industry, Gino Ifrate. Welcome to the show, Gino.
What's up, guys? How you doing today?
We're doing fantastic. We want to learn about you being the president of Hard Rock Casino in Rockford, and we want to learn all about you and your insight and your leadership role there. Tell us how it emerged. And we were talking about it earlier on the show. Dave and I were going, well, why Rockford? Give us some background.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's been a pretty long story. I've been in the hospitality business for, geez, 30 plus years at this point. You wouldn't be able to tell. I got a real good skincare routine. So, you know, I gotta take care of the wrinkles. But yeah, I started out in the bar, restaurant, nightclub business. And 1998, I threw everything I owned in a U-Haul and I moved to Las Vegas and I got a job at Harrah's Las Vegas. And, you know, off you go from there. I've been all over the place. Bunch of time in Vegas, decade plus in Louisiana. A little bit of time in Mississippi, Tennessee, even a brief stint in Toronto, Canada. And, you know, here I am, Rockford, Illinois now.
Yeah, I mean, in Vegas, I mean, you did stints at Flamingo and Rio and where else? That was a long time out there.
Yeah, I spent the early part of my career at Harrah's Las Vegas. But, you know, once you get to, I guess, a senior leadership role, I ran the Flamingo for a while, ran the Rio for about a year. And then shipped out to Louisiana and then eventually worked my way back to Vegas and ran the Westgate Resort for a couple years before I headed off to Canada.
Yeah, and that gives you that international experience in Canada. Tell us about the one Toronto gaming in Canada. What's the difference in Canada's scene versus the U.S. on the gaming side?
Well, the biggest thing that I couldn't understand is craps. There was no craps in Canada. So there's a game called Sicbo that don't ask me how to play because the only place I really ever see it is in Canada. But it's a dice variant game, and I couldn't figure out why there's no craps. Well, craps, you know, craps was for the longest time in Canada was not legal. Eventually, yeah, you know, you got craps. But prior to that, everybody played Sicbo as kind of like a crap substitute. And I couldn't figure out what all these Sicbo games were. And, one of the first things I wanted to do when I got there was get rid of all these Sicbo games until they showed me how much money they make. And I said, man, we need more Sicbo games.
Yeah, more. But Gino, you think about this with on the gaming side and in Vegas and all those famous names in gambling and in the casino world. When you get with Hard Rock, talk a little bit about that. This is an iconic brand that transcends gaming, certainly a big player in that, but in the hospitality, just in sort of the cool and the music world. And it means so many things to so many people, Hard Rock.
Yeah, you know what? I think Hard Rock obviously is in the casino business, but we're really an entertainment company, right? We're a global hospitality and entertainment company that also has casinos. So, you know, it's more than just gambling. It's entertainment. It's restaurants. It's shopping. It's some places resorts and gorgeous hotels. We don't have one of those yet here in Rockford, but we're working on it. You know, of course, you know, it's just been around since 1971, started in London, England, and You know, I think that's one of the things, too, that people think about. They think about the hard rock, and then oftentimes they associate it with classic rock. And that's because it started in 1971. And classic rock in 1971 wasn't classic rock. It was pop music. So it just kind of stuck that it's classic rock. We're way more than classic rock. I mean, music, entertainment, that's part of our DNA. And we have all different genres of music, you know, R&B, country, classic rock, comedians, production shows. It's not just rock and roll.
Well, you've got a passion personally for music from everything that I've learned about you. You've got a deep appreciation for music, and you use that to create a vibrant casino atmosphere.
Yeah, and thank you. I do love music. I can't play anything, but I do love music, and I've been around the entertainment business for a long time. I've had the opportunity to get to know and work with some of the most amazing folks. I mean, at the Rio, my residency act was Prince.
Oh,
so
wow.
Prince lived in my hotel for almost a year, played on stage 4 or 5 nights a week.
Wow.
In our showroom. So, you know, Barry Manilow at the Westgate. I mean, it's just the list of names just goes on and on. Those two are amazing folks.
I told you I was with Mark Oswald and OB. We were at the Packers game and Charlie Tetrick. And one of the things that we got to talking about was the song, which Hard Rock is a big part of that. Have you been following the developments on that?
Yeah, just as an audience member, not involved. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. You know, it's really cool. I know that in the business of casino operations and things of that nature, is that when I go in and you know, I don't know that I'm considered a big gambler. I certainly like to play. My buddies are the guys, you know, they're the guys that are dropping $50,000 a hand. That bothers me, man. I know you love that, but man, I can't watch that. That's hard for me. But you know, what's the one thing about running a casino that people would never guess that you have to do? That, you know, there's so much involved. You got so many different moving parts, but what's the one unique thing that you can come to mind that you think people would never realize I have to do this?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's some of it's hard rock, but we're so committed to not just making our facilities an amazing place to work and a great place for our guests to have a good time. But we're really committed to making our communities a better place. And the amount of time that me and my team spend, whether that's local charities or nonprofit or community boards or the volunteer hours, I think people would be surprised how much time we actually spend outside of the building in the community, making sure that everywhere we do business is a better place for everybody.
Jim Bob mentioned, you know, what it is that you do to kind of create that vibe, that atmosphere within the casino. But as the places you go, whether it's Vegas or whether it's in Mississippi or in Canada or Rockford, you want to be able to kind of capture the vibe of the community and make the place feel like home for them, for, you know, us here in Chicago. But WGN Radio, we reach 38 states in Canada. So a lot of places that you have been, Rockford is not so far away. I know a lot of listeners that are hearing this are going to want to make their way out and visit you. Talk a little bit about that, like how you incorporate Rockford, how you got to learn, know that community and build that into the vibe of the place, and how you're appealing to sort of the greater world.
Can I add on to that too? And not only, you know, that question that he asked you, Gino, but I want to know if Gino was to do Gino's Lounge in the casino and customize it, what would that be looking like?
Yeah, we kind of did. So we did have an opportunity to build something special in there. Now, it's not called Gino's Lounge, but...
Yet.
Yeah, I'll go back to the first
yet.
Question first.
We're after this show, it's going to be.
Well, man, we're easy to get to, right? Interstate 90, I tell you what, it's one of the most visible locations I've ever seen. And, you know, a lot of times you'll drive by something on the highway and then you're like, oh, well, how do I get there, though? I could see it, but how the heck do I get there? This thing's awesome. No matter which direction you're going on I-90, it's a double cloverleaf interchange. You come out off the interstate, and you're right at our main entrance. And we couldn't get it done, but we tried to figure out a way to make it impossible for you to turn right or left onto State Street and just make it come straight into the casino.
Drive right into the casino, play craps from your car.
Yeah, you know, we put a nice roundabout down there. Yeah, it would have been, but the city wasn't buying it. So we still let you turn right or left, but the best way to go is straight and you come right into the casino. But memorabilia is such a big deal, right, for Hard Rock. It's, you know, it's part of who we are. And the team in Florida curates just an amazing memorabilia collection.
I wanted to know this, Gino. In Rockford, I know you got, you know, you guys are driven, music-driven identity. What's your favorite piece of memorabilia at the Rockford location and why?
We have some unique, right at the center bar. So that's where I was going with the memo. So, you know, we have some iconic pieces. We have John Lennon's keyboard, but there's pieces that the team really curates that are regionally specific. So obviously we got a lot of Cheap Trick stuff, right? Cheap Trick was founded and all the guys were from Rockford. Rick still lives here. He comes out anytime he's in town, not on tour. He's in this building hanging out. But then we have stuff from Chicago and Muddy Waters. And, you know, we got Eddie Vedder's guitar because he grew up in Chicago. And so it's not just memorabilia for the sake of memorabilia. It tells a story. But we have something a little bit unique. We have a pretty big collection that belongs actually not to Hard Rock, but belongs to Rick Nielsen. And right at the center of the casino, as you're walking up to the center bar at Hard Rock Cafe, there's a big display case. Rick's considered one of the biggest collectors, private collectors of guitars in the world. Rick's favorite guitars, I think there's 8 of them in that main case right at the entry to the center bar. That's my favorite piece of memorabilia. And I'll tell you a funny story. We're Saturday night. Rick was here and me and Rick are walking across the casino floor and there's a couple, husband and wife, looking at Rick's guitars in that case. And then Rick just quietly stands behind the husband, you know, gets real close to him, is like looking over his shoulder. And he goes, "What are you guys looking at?" And the guy turns around and he grabs his wife. He goes, "Honey, that's Rick Nielsen."
Oh, man.
That's pretty fun. And then he just smiles and walks away. So, you know, we have living memorabilia.
That's right.
We got Rick walking around.
So, hey, man. So back to Gino's lounge. What was your input on the lounge and everything? And how'd you customize it to, you know, make it cool?
Yeah, so we have, you know, we have the concert venue, right, which is, you know, national, international touring artists, ticketed events, 4 or 5 events a month in that joint. But we also have 2 open stages in the casino, one at the center of the casino at Hard Rock Cafe. We feature local regional bands there, so they get to perfect their craft and bring in their audience and really show what they've got. And then Gino's Lounge, which is actually Council Oak. Council Oak is our fine dining restaurant.
I love you going along with
it. Steak and seafood. Yeah, so we really got involved in the design aspect of the lounge and the bar. And I had this vision of like this old smoky jazz club where you like close your eyes and Nina Simone's laying on the piano. And we just wanted to create a space that was like that. 4 nights a week, we have live entertainment in there, but it's not blowing your ears out. You could sit there and have a nice bourbon or a glass of wine and still carry on a conversation. But, you know, there's some jazz or blues going on this little stage in this cool little lounge. Unfortunately, you're not allowed to smoke in Illinois, so we don't get the smoke-filled jazz club thing. Maybe we've got to figure out a way to pipe some smoke or something in there. But
yeah,
light a fire.
It came pretty close to that vision.
Yeah. Hey, so with everything going on and everything, what's the most exciting development we can expect from the Hard Rock Casino in Rockford here in the next year?
In the next year, we're just going to continue to refine our operation, go full speed ahead, and we're going to keep announcing. It seems like every day I'm getting another batch of offers for entertainers, and we continue to fill out the entertainment lineup. It's not going to happen in the next year, but we really need to work and get a hotel built, get a nice, you know, all suites casino hotel attached to this building to really increase our reach and make it a true regional destination resort.
Yeah, that would be cool. The casino's design and the layout and the way you guys have got it laid out as far as the interaction with the space and the games is cool, but having that hotel on there that's another orbit realm there, buddy.
Yeah, so everybody asks if we're going to build a guitar hotel like in Hollywood.
And yeah.
I always joke and say maybe we could do a mandolin. I don't know if we can
yeah, right.
We can get a guitar. Well, maybe a ukulele. I don't know.
Some of the excitement, you mentioned Rick, we know that he's got a vodka, but in Chicago, you know, every time the Blackhawks score, they break out the Bandito. It is the official tequila of game day. And excited to hear, too, that as things move west, you know, west of Chicago, that El Bandito Yankee is going to be right there having a home with Hard Rock.
I think what we ought to do is that every time somebody wins a jackpot, let's break out the Bandito. Let's hope, you know, Gino's like, oh, no, you know, I don't know. Let's not do that too much.
Let's do some promotion where we'll put you in net and have Chelios take shots at you.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, and if, yeah, exactly. And if you get bruised, you get bruised.
You just sign a waiver.
Right, yeah.
So many things, and let the listeners know we're talking with the president of Hard Rock Rockford, Gino Ifrate. And Gino, as people are going to make that a destination from Chicago and head out to see, I know before we let you go, we want to hear the exact location. We know it's almost unavoidable on 90. You can see it. You can enjoy it. You can get there website-wise and then maybe some of the other things social media-wise for people to catch up and make plans to see you.
Yeah, I mean, Hard Rock Casino Rockford, you just Google that and it's going to come up all over the place. You can look at our concerts that are coming up on Hard Rock's website. You can also go to Ticketmaster. We have a pretty full complement of stuff coming up, you know, stuff that's already announced and on sale, plus, you know, literally every week we're announcing something else.
I mean, you got a great story, Gino. I told Shipper, tell him I said hi and tell Timmy that we're going to come up and we're all going to go to dinner and I'm going to bring cases of El Bandito Yankee and we're going to kidnap your ass and have a lot of fun.
and Gino,
looking forward to it.
And Gino, before we let you go, of course, we'll have links up and the website, anything that you want listeners to know before we let you go.
Yeah, we're easy to find. Come out Highway 90, exit 15. And like I said, as long as you don't turn right or left, you're coming straight into our front door. So can't miss us. Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Check us out on Ticketmaster or on our website. See all the upcoming shows and events. And come see what Rockford has to offer. Looking forward to having everybody come out and be our guests.
Thanks, Gino.
Thanks, Gino.
Yeah.